Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. It is not Friday. It is Erev Shabbos. And turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is generously sponsored by Mendy and Sipora Fishman, Eschus Verchaya, Rivka Bas Sipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, or Yaakov Tzibben David Aryeh. Thank you to the Fishmans. Here comes that siren. Let us turn our Friday into a holy and a heilige Erev Shabbos. We're going to get back to the beautiful teaching by Amdur Achacha, Rav Itchamayer Morgenstern on Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. But I want to share with you an incredible teaching, a beautiful, beautiful insight I saw this week from Avram Shor Shlita. And he says the following: every Shabbos is special. I get excited for every Shabbos. Every Shabbos is unique. Every Shabbos is distinct. Every Shabbos is special. No two Shabbosim are the same. Each week we read another Parsha, and that Parsha that year is different than the previous year because we're different than we were the previous year. And every week we had a different week that was and a different week that will be. And each week we're with different people and different guests and different menus and different foods. Each week is different. Each Shabbos, it may seem the same. It can get monotonous and boring, but that's only if you're living it very superficially. The deeper you go, the more elevated, the more real, the more rich, the more in color Shabbos is. Every Shabbos is different and distinct, and therefore it is exciting. Chazal, a rabbi, tells the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, tells us, Il Malei Shamer Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, Miyad Hayu Nigalin. If only the Jewish people would keep two Shabboses, immediately we would be redeemed. What does that mean? It's a board, beautiful, I think it's Mordechai Ben David's song, just one Shabbos, it's two Shabboses, and we all go free. What does that mean? So we've shared maybe the two Shabboses that we need to observe in order to be experience the redemption. Maybe they're Shabbos Chazon and Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos before Tisha B'Av and the Shabbos after. We've spoken about just a couple weeks ago, the two Shabboses are really within the one Shabbos. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Shabbosai Tishmaru in the plural, every Shabbos is made up of two Shabboses. There are the strict restrictions, the 39 categories of creative labor, what we can't do. But then there's the other component of Shabbos, the rest. There's the act of malacha of the menucha. There is the Shabbos of singing, of laughing, of resting, of loving. There is the component that we give and that we contribute to Shabbos that are element of Shabbos. We can't just keep the checklist, prohibitions, restrictions, fearful parts of Shabbos. We have to keep the beauty and the magnificence and the flavor of Shabbos. Maybe that's what it means, the two Shabbosim. However, comes along Rav Avram Shor and he says, Nishar Lanu, you know what two Shabboses we're talking about? Be Shabbosos Lefnei Chag HaPesach. There are 2 weeks left. We just had Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and now there's this, the first Shabbos of Nisan. Next Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, punkt, then comes Pesach. Utsrich and Lishmar Shabbosos Elu B'miluon, Kidei Lizkor, and Lizakos Laor HaGeula. If we want to merit to be redeemed in Nisan, and in fact, this month we're told we were once redeemed in Nisan, B'Nisan Nigalu, U'B'Nisan Asidin Lehigael. We were once redeemed and we will be redeemed again. And what will bring about that redemption? We have to speak about, we have to reflect on, and we have to believe in, and we have to lean into, and we have to create an atmosphere and be worthy of that Geula, that redemption. How do we do it? By speaking about these 2 weeks from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Rosh Hashanah of Malachim of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Pesach, we have to work on Emuna, to see Hashem in the miracles around us in our daily lives, to believe that He didn't only do it then, that He is still doing it now, and He will do it in the future. The ultimate redemption will be reunited with our loved ones, and we'll sing and dance as we bring the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. What are the days that we most dedicate and allocate, we're most focused on talking about and experiencing and living that Emunah? Shabbos. So, Imala Shamri Shtei Shabbosos, what are the two Shabbos we have to keep? The first two Shabboses of Nisan leading up to Pesach, Azai Zok, Rav Avram Shor, that is Rav Avram Shor's suggestion. He quotes from a grandchild of the Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitzer, who says that when Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they told stories of the time that Sarah Imenu, you remember when Avram and Sarah went down to Mitzrayim? And Sarah, Avram said, this is my sister, and Paro and the people who followed him wanted to take her for him, and Hashem made a miracle that Paro was stricken with illness and released Sarah back to Avram. There were miracles. When the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, they told the story of the miracle of Sarah, and it was by telling that story that they earned their own miracle. How does that work? So says this grandson of the Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitzer, says it works because when there's a little hole, but you keep pushing through it, it expands, it expands, it expands. So when you tell the stories of previous miracles, we're worthy, we earn the future miracles. When we show that we believe, when we affirm that we have faith, then more miracles come. Shabbos is that time that we tell those stories. And how do we do that? So, B'Nisan, the Pnei Menachem, the great Ger Rebbe, said that in Nisan Davka, V'yemei Nisan Yesh La'ora B'Yosar Ashmiras Tosefes Shabbos. When the sun sets on Friday, it's Shabbos. Ready or not, here it comes. Like it or not, here it comes. And after Shabbos, when the three stars come out, technically, it's Ois Shabbos. Shabbos is over. But says the Pnei Menachem, we know that we have a concept called Tosefes Shabbos, that we are able to expand and prolong and broaden the energy and the atmosphere and even the laws of Shabbos. As of Plag HaMincha on Friday, already earlier, while the sun is still high in the sky, that's why now that we've changed the clock and now we're in a summer zone, we have early Shabbos and we have on time or late Shabbos. And the earlier Shabbos is because we're allowed to do Tosefes Shabbos. We could bring Shabbos in early. The truth is we do this each and every other week, each and every week. 18 minutes before the sun sets is when we have candlelighting. In Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, even earlier than that. Different communities have different traditions. How much we observe Tosefes Shabbos, we add on. We don't wait till the last possible moment. We don't experience it the minimum amount of time. We maximize, we expand, we broaden. We so love and we so yearn for and we so can't wait for Shabbos that we take it in early and we experience it even later. We don't run to make Havdalah at the first possible moment. We don't daven Marav 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos so that we can make Havdalah punct exactly when Shabbos is over. Tosefes Shabbos, we expand it on both ends. Friday, we take it in a little early. Motzei Shabbos, we hold on to it and we keep it running a little bit late. That is true every Shabbos all year long. But says the Helik B'nai Menachem, says the Ger Rebbe, he brings in the name of his father, the Imre Emes, Shetosefes Shabbos Zochen Lekapara Afilo Averos Chamuros, that when we embrace and love and lean in, when we hold on to and long for, when we want to be together with Hashem and with our loved ones and with the best form of us, on Shabbos, it even overcomes, it even supersedes, it erases and nullifies Averos Chamuros. This is what the Imre Emes writes. Gam b'Shabbos af b'shik via kaima, nitan l'vnei Yisrael inyan Tosefes Shabbos. Even though Shabbos comes ready or not, sun goes down on Friday, three stars come out Motzei Shabbos. That is the definition of Shabbos. It's kviyah v'kaima, it happens automatically. Still, we have the capacity lahosif mechol ala kodesh, to add holiness to the mundane. V'lasos me'achol kodesh. We could take what should be Friday and we could turn it into not only Erev Shabbos, you could turn Friday into Shabbos. We have the ability on Motzei Shabbos to turn Saturday night into Motzei Shabbos. That's what the pasuk says, Shomer Shabbos mechalalo, Chazal Darshan, Ko Shomer Shabbos kilchaso, Afilo Ovid Avazor, Kedor Enesh Mochlan lo. That we have the ability to achieve mechila, kapara, slicha, forgiveness. We have the ability to redefine and reinvent ourselves in our attitude towards Shabbos. In our attitude towards Shabbos. How? By not trying to observe it the least amount of time, but trying to maximize. To not waiting and wanting Shabbos to be over, but waiting and wanting for Shabbos to begin. By living lives that are Shabbos is central, that revolve around and identify and orient ourselves around the holy, the halig of Shabbos, that experience, that union with Hashem, that special time with ourselves and our loved ones, that ability to rest physically, spiritually, emotionally, when Shabbos plays that center role, and therefore, how do we demonstrate that we love it, that we can't wait for it, that we take it in early, that we hold on to it a little bit late, and when do we do that a little bit more? Nisan. What are the two Shabbos that we are observing to hold on to keep a little bit longer, to keep a little bit late? They are the first two Shabbos. This Shabbos, the first Shabbos of Nisan, and next Shabbos HaGadol. These two Shabbos are when we do it. And Eads Rav Avram Shor. And we'll end with this, that Tosefes Shabbos is not only Be'echus, it's Be'kemus. We observe, we fulfill Tosefes Shabbos quantitatively and qualitatively. Quantitatively by adding on, started a little bit early, ended a little bit late. Don't be in such a rush. Be a rush on Erev Shabbos to take Shabbos in early. Imagine you take Shabbos in early, you get to shul, you're waiting for mincha, you open a sefer, you do a little parsha, a little shnayim mikra, you prepare a dvar Torah, you're not in that rush, you're not scrambling, you're not making your tie while you're walking into Ashrei. Imagine you light the candles early and you sit down and you read and you learn and you say Tehillim and you laugh and you have fun with the people around you and the sun is high in the sky. And it's not yet time for lichtbenching, for candlelighting. But you show that longing, that love for Shabbos by taking it in early. So one way is quantitatively. One way is by based on the amount of time. But the other way is qualitatively. Tosefes Shabbos, we add to our Shabbos experience by preparing and devoting and experiencing and leaning in further to Shabbos. Leaning in further. Not only the quantity of how much Shabbos, but the depth of how much we experience Shabbos in its quality. And this is the time to do both. So, on this first Shabbos of Nisan, the month of Geula, the month of redemption, that we long for redemption, individually, personally, in our families, collectively, as a nation, in this first Shabbos, let us experience a Tosefes Shabbos, both quantitatively and qualitatively this Shabbos, next Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, and please God, we will experience the full redemption of the month of Nisan. Have a beautiful Shabbos, a holy Shabbos, a happy Shabbos, and a healthy Shabbos. The COVID Shabbos Kodesh. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. There's the siren. Go make Shabbos.